the business of saying this Mishnah is somehow more significant than another Mishnah, just like in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, then Hevizar Mitzvah Kala Kevachamura Inatay Yodeya Matan Scharin Shal Misos. So I would say a similar phenomenon when it comes to evaluating Talmud Torah in general. But I will say the following with the Mishnah that we'll learn tonight of Rabbi Akiva. I don't know how it would be possible for a Jew to live in the world without either knowing this Mishnah or intuiting it. So it's of that foundational significance. Hu ayomer chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem, that each and every human being, we're not talking about Jews, every single human being, man, woman, and child, is beloved unto God. Chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. That is to say the following, that any delusion, confusion, error surrounding the idea that we're somehow not invested in human life per se, it is a betrayal of the essence of Yahadus. And we all know that when Rabbi Kiva said, Ben Azai challenged him and said, there's a klal gadol mizeh, there's something which is even more fundamental than that. And that is a pasuk, of course, a sefer toldos ha'adam, biyom biro elokim adam, bitmus elokim aso, is the notion of tzelem elokim, and the centrality of Tzelem Elokim to Yada. So again, we're concerned for each and every human being in this world. Earlier in Pirkei Avos, when we talked about the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean? Hispalel b'shloma shel malchus. So Rabbeinu Yonah says we have an obligation. We're not davening for the government. The government is a proxy. What we care about is each and every human being in this world, every man, woman, and child. Humanism is at the core of what Judaism stands for, and our concern for each and every person. So of course, naturally, in concentric circles, lo yeh becha evyon. So first we have to take care of ourselves and our family and our community and the Jewish people. But it's not as if somehow we're not invested in, we don't care about the welfare of society around us, those that live close to us, those that live far away from us. And this is, absolutely critical to emphasize, because there are people that portray in a very misleading way Judaism's attitude towards others, maybe people of different races, people of different backgrounds, different ethnicities, in a way which is just simply not true. Chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. Then the Mishnah says something else. Chiba yisera nodas lo shenivra b'tzelem. Shenemar ki b'tzelem elokim asas ha'adam. So modern psychology discovered this only recently. Right, modern psychology said it's not enough to feel a certain way, you have to actually express that. So a person can say, I love my spouse, I told her that when we got married 42 years ago, so, I never revoked that statement, I never retracted it, so it's still good and on the record. So that's not going to work. So chiba yesera nodaslo, that Hashem put it into the Torah, va'ivar lokim es adam b'tzalmo, b'tzalmo lokim barao, so that we know it. Or shofeich dam adam, ba'adam damo yishofeich, ki b'tzalmo lokim asa asa adam. In Parshas Noach, the pasuk is very clear, because there should be no confusion about it whatsoever. Hashem demonstrated this superior level of affection for us by communicating to us that we are created b'tzalmo lokim. And so anytime a person is abusive towards another person, anytime a person takes advantage of another person, it's not only a crime against that man or that woman, it's a crime against God. It reflects on what a person thinks about Tzelem Elokim. Now the Mishnah goes to the next level. Chaviven Yisrael shenikru vanim lamakom. That the Jews, we have a special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, lo sisgodedu, lo sasimu karcha bin enechem lameis. You could say it based on a pasuk in Shmos, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, that we have a special relationship with Hashem. But again, you have to understand that this is not a way of demeaning diminishing anybody else in this world, but we have a special relationship because we have a special mission in this world, which is reflected by the final clause of the Mishnah. That we are the recipients of the Torah. So chiba yisera nodaslam shenitan lam kli chamda shabonivra olam shenemar ki leka achtov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. So the way that I understand the Mishnah is the last two clauses are meant to be understood one in light of the other. The reason that there's a special role for the Jewish people is inextricably linked to the fact that we're the ones that received the Torah. That is to say that it's not about superiority, but it's about a certain degree of responsibility that comes with having to educate the world as to what God's values are. That's a pasuk from Yeshayahu, which is written in the context of V'halchu Goyim le'oreich. Right, and they'll say to each other, "Kumu v'na'letzion obeis Hashem Elokeinu v'yoreinu midrachav v'nochaber chosav kimitzion teitzei Torah u'divar Hashem Yerushalayim." That we have a whole message to the world. So if you look in the Sforno, in the pasuk of Mamlechas Kohanim v'goy Kadosh, you know what the Sforno says? You know why we're a Mamlechas Kohanim v'goy Kadosh? Not because somehow we're better than anybody else, but we have more responsibilities. What's a Kohen? So the pasuk says in Zos HaBracha that a Kohen has a responsibility. Yoru mishpatach liYaakov v'soreschal Yisrael yasimu kitorah v'apecha v'chalil al mispechacha. That the Kohen is the great teacher. The Kohen teaches the Jewish people. So the Jewish people are Mamlechas Kohanim. A Kohen is to the Jewish people as to the Jewish people is to the world. Meaning that we have to teach the world. That's what the Sforno says. Hashem is a tikva l'chol min ha'anoshi. God has hope for all of humanity to live a redeemed life, to live an elevated life according to values. But how are they going to know what to do? So it's up to us to share what Hashem's expectations are. Now Hashem has higher expectations for us, retiring mitzvahs, but the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, that's our responsibility to educate and to illuminate, and that's exactly the pattern that was started by Avram Avinu. Effie will know the pasuk by heart, but when the Bnei Ches, when they are dealing with Avram in the context of the transaction of Maras HaMachpelah, how do they refer to him? Nisi Elokim Ata Bisochenu. You're God's ambassador in our midst. You're the one who's taught us all about this. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem. That's what a Jew has to be. A Jew has to be an ambassador for divine values. It doesn't mean that we're convincing people to become Jewish. It means that we have to speak towards morality in this world. And again, the reason that that's so important, we're not willing to wave the white flag on the rest of the world because everybody is chaviv, everybody is precious. Every man, woman, and child, Rabbi Akiva says, is precious in this world. As the pasuk says, Ki betzelem elokim asa sadam. What I would give for every Jewish person to understand Rabbi Akiva's teaching, chaviv adam, shenivra betzelem elokim, how deeply invested we are in each and every person, irrespective of background, man, woman, child, anywhere in the world, every human life, as the Mishnah says, is an olam malay, is a world unto itself, and the loss of any life is therefore a tragedy that is irreparable.